This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio, 92.9 Game. It's 7:03 here on the morning shift. Beautiful, beautiful weather yesterday. Hopefully you guys had a chance to get outside and enjoy it. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here on the morning shift. My name is Mike Johnson. That's Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, Allie Mack, and Dylan on the ones and twos, and also just allowing us to know who won the buzzer for the trivia just a minute ago. So he's the buzzer judge from back behind the glass.
I thought you were Dong and I was Ding and she was Ali.
I don't know. Rob and Big still seems to fit. We'll come up with something at some point. She had a lot of them yesterday.
I know, and she was kind of rapid fire, and some of them.
Did you? In my brain, you said Lilo and Stitch yesterday.
Like, that's a good one. I liked Hugs and Thugs.
I think it's Pinky and the Brain.
I heard Timon and Pumbaa at one point. I don't know.
Yeah,
exactly. Anyway, man. So happy to be with you guys, riding around in your car on your way to work, whatever it is, man. Hopefully, you got a cup of coffee in your hand and you're enjoying life, like we are here in the Kia Studios. Yesterday, and look, maybe you're passing Flyer Branch on your way in. Maybe you're on 985 or 85, and you're just rolling down into town coming to work. Yesterday, the coordinators met with the media, and there was one thing that I want to ask you guys about that stood out to me. And Joe Patrick is the one that asked this question, and let me make sure I'm framing it correctly. All right, Ben Johnson, as you know, comes from Detroit. He is the head coach now for the Chicago Bears. He made a comment early in the offseason about EPA. About passing EPA in the NFL and how more so than anything else, any other stat in his mind, EPA is something that controls whether or not you win or lose. It was like, everybody was like, wait, what? We've always talked about time possession, turnover margin, everything else. Jeff Olbrick was asked about this from Joe Patrick yesterday. Hey, is EPA the one thing that you focus on as well as a defensive coordinator?
Yeah, without a doubt. And QBR, those are the two most telling stats outside of the turnover ratio and explosives, which is such a huge shift in the way football has ever been approached. Like the best perspective I can give you, in 2015, we were the number one rush defense in the NFL for the first like 12 or 13 weeks, whatever. We ended up top five, really, really good. And 15 as a team, we didn't do as well as we would have liked, you know, and it forced me to reassess like how I approach defense, because I was classically taught in this game of you better stop the run first, you know, and it's been an evolution of myself in the last probably 10 years where do I want to stop the run? Of course I do.
There's another half of this I want to play in just a sec, but let me stop it right there, Bo, and let me just ask you. Any problem with what he's saying so far? Because I think it is very much a 2025 conversation.
Any problem is I don't agree with him. No, I agree with him. We had one of the worst rush defenses the first half of last year in the NFL, and we were a team headed to the playoffs after the first half of the season.
That's crazy, right?
Okay, so it's great. It's great, but we live and look. I'm not saying that our defense was right last year. Or I loved it, or I enjoyed watching. But what I'm trying to tell you is we were going to the playoffs with a defense that lived on shrinking the field. And when we shrunk the field, it was because we basically allowed teams to jam it down our throat until they got in the red area.
Yes,
and then we tightened up because we took advantage of quarterback mistakes. We took advantage of QBR.
Smaller windows.
Yeah, where we were able to tighten things up. So how can I sit here and disagree with the fact that stopping the run is the key to winning, while it feels right to say that because that is everything you've ever been taught about the game?
Yes.
The numbers don't necessarily bear out that that's the truth anymore. I'm not saying it hurts.
Right.
Because there's nothing better than shutting down the run early on in a series and getting a team in third and long and then pinning your ears back and coming after the guy.
And I think the main thing to captivate here, and I want to get to this next cut, but the main thing to captivate is that you are always going to be attacked by what your weaknesses are. Right. If you are a team that is focused on stopping the run, guess what? Teams are probably not going to try to run the ball on you too much. He was also asked, and I get it. Some old school people riding around in the car right now, they say, Mike, what about time of possession? Well, he was asked about that too.
I think the one thing about run defense that doesn't always get quantified in statistics is time of possession. Like, if you're not stopping the run, you're limiting time of possession for your offense, and that can be a problem, although it doesn't necessarily show up on a stat sheet, you know. But I would say that my focus is primarily stopping the pass. You know, do I spend time on the run game? I do. Do we do run fits out there? We do. Do we detail out our run fits? Absolutely. You know, but if I'm going to spend my day is at the very least 60% pass, 40% run, if not more that way. Just understanding that's the game we play nowadays.
Isn't that crazy, man? Isn't like just I'm not 40 yet, but I'm an old soul when it comes to football thought processing. And just hearing an NFL defense coordinator say he's 60-40 lean on stopping the pass blew my mind. I was like, it's crazy to even hear. And I think we all knew that, but it's just crazy to hear him actually put it on a microphone.
This has literally happened in my time in sports radio and sports, you know, media business, is you've gone from what your base defense is, as a cliche statement to talk about defenses, what, balanced offense, right? Those two things are garbage terms these days. And you can tell the people who didn't adapt with the sport when they bring up, well, what's your base? Are you 3-4 or 4-3? Okay, well, you're out of touch. And then you go to, well, you know, you gotta have a balanced offense. You're out of touch, because they are. And Archer's taught me this: the screen game is an extension of what, Michael?
The run game.
Okay, but guess what? It shows up in the stat sheet.
Pass.
Okay, so if you don't, you have to. So when and I can assure you that when Jeff Ulbrich's sitting down, you tell me actually, I think that when Jeff Ulbrich's sitting down, he's not saying, well, we got to stop the run game, which includes screen passes. He's saying we got to stop the passing game, which includes screens.
Yes.
And the short passing game, which a lot of teams take the short passing game. I don't mean screen, but again, I'm asking you because this is what my thought is, but I mean little shallow drags and stuff. Those plays are so, they're within 3 to 4 yards of the line of scrimmage. That's still passing, but an offensive coordinator is sitting there seeing that as an extension of the run game because of the way the offensive linemen get downfield.
Extension's the key word, and what it is it, and look, this is something that guys like Mike Leach made famous. It's about getting your players in space, your playmakers in space, the guys that can make people miss. And that's why we were so excited coming in about Bijan catching passes, because he can make people miss in space. That's what offensive football is all about. It used to be like, oh, you know, this ball might be thrown behind him, so we don't want to try to do that. Passers are so good in the NFL now, it's like a handoff a lot of times to get out wide.
Well, and hearing all this, do you think his thought process of stopping the pass affected the Falcons' draft strategy?
I think, no doubt.
Well, yeah, 100%. And it's not just Allie. It's not just with pass rush. That's where I want to go to the edge players and the way that they're built that we've drafted.
Yeah.
And everyone see, you know,
the profile.
Jalen Walker is – Micah Parsons was this guy that came out, right? And I was an idiot because I said – I was living off of the Vic Beasley era of undersized pass rushers, and Vic Beasley was used one way, with his hand in the dirt to go get – and he would drop back every once in a while, but it wasn't a plethora of it. And he wasn't really suited to do it for a multitude of reasons, one of which he didn't want to. But Micah Parsons, I said, no, I don't want it. He's too light, blah, blah, blah. But Micah Parsons is a guy that played in the middle of the defense at Penn State and could rush. Jalen Walker is that built from that.
Multifaceted.
He's built from that, and he can get to the edge. And he can play the edge run game and that passing outlet out there. Right?
He'll be the best defender we have in terms of the screen game you just talked about.
Yeah. And I think James Pierce has some of that too because of his speed. And that was one of the reasons that they loved him. He's built very similar. He just hasn't done it the same way because he was primarily edge. It's also why certain running backs get drafted in the first round and certain ones are fifth rounders. It's why the difference in Bijan Robinson coming out of college and Tyler Algier. What was the biggest difference?
Well, there's the explosiveness, the wiggle, the ability to make people miss.
And all of that, but their ability in the passing game.
Yeah,
Jahmyr
exactly.
Gibbs and Bijan Robinson
in space
were guys that were considered they were considered dual threat running.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And I think Allie brings up a good point with the question about the draft strategy, because I think a lot of us, myself included, and I know there's been other people on this station and around the Atlanta media, you look at it and go, can't believe they passed on defensive tackle in this draft. Like, there's no Grady Jarrett, right? Grady Jarrett's not here. And then you passed on defensive tackle in the draft. And then hearing Jeff Holbrook's word, to Allie's point, it's like, yeah, well, no wonder we passed on defensive tackle in the draft. He's worried about stopping the pass. He was like, hey, let me go get a nickel. Let me go get a safety. Let me go get a linebacker that can rush the edge, and let me get a true edge defender. Like couldn't have been more outlined with what Jeff Ulbrich was just saying, and it lets you know that he had a heavy hand in what the draft strategy was for the Falcons this year.
Yeah, and I think when we looked at the run game, too, last year, the one of the biggest issues, everybody talked about how, you know, we got gashed up front. We have to go back more and more, and you go back and you watch and you watch and you watch, and a lot of that was we had guys and our linebackers, and when they got better at this, our run defense got better, is they refused to eat blocks. Sometimes you got to eat them and shed them, right, Mike?
Right.
But if you run around them, now if you run around a block, the running back, if a good running back has good vision, is going to see that and see that it creates a gaping wide hole that they can just – I'll pound it through. I'm describing a football play. Yeah, I don't know what's so funny.
I'll go one step
I'm
further.
I'm describing a football play, and you guys are going somewhere else.
Let me go. Well, that's all right. I tried to hold it together. Let me go one step further. It's not only about the running back recognizing that. It's about the running back setting it up, right? Pressing the hole is what they call it. So when a running back, you know, attacks one gap, forces that linebacker to kind of jump around the blocker that's in that gap, and he knows that he can feast by cutting back and cutting off the block he just set up. It works in the screen game. It also works in the run game. So to your point, if we're dealing with a situation where all of a sudden those guys can fly around a little bit harder and, you know, plug holes, then you're going to be a much improved defense. Golly, this thing. I can't keep it.
Excited about the hole plugging ability of this defense.
Yes. It's going to be a good, you know.
You too.
Also, find me better talk than we just did.
Take that!
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.